Because if you can repeat this process or this strategy to get you in this headspace, the more you're going to be able to repeat a good sales call. Welcome to Living Limitless. I'm your host, Emily Dawn, full-time entrepreneur and coach for coaches. This is the place for you to be if you want to live your life with time, money, and location freedom. Because life is too short to have a backup plan. It's time to ditch the sales script and close more clients. That is what we're talking about on today's episode, how I went from following a very structured sales script on my sales calls to not using a sales script at all, and how it was able to take me from this mindset of scared to get on sales calls, avoiding sales calls, and nervous for sales calls to looking forward to connecting with new people, viewing it as a conversation because it is, and ultimately having a better flow in my whole sales call process. So when I was using a sales script, I didn't feel like me. I felt very nervous. I was trying to be perfect. And I believe that really created a barrier between myself and the person I was talking to. Therefore, there was a lack of flow. And when I viewed it and when I decided to have more of a conversation rather than, you know, a word-for-word script, the overall flow of the sales calls just go much more smooth. And also, the people tend to be more honest and open as I'm talking to them. So how can you nail a sales call without a sales script? I'm going to break it down into the 7 different steps you can take to become confident hopping on sales calls and ultimately closing more clients. The first one is preparation. And by preparation, I don't mean memorizing a sales script. I mean preparing both your mind and your knowledge. When people get on sales calls, you've probably had some sort of interaction with them already. And if you haven't, when they booked that call, they probably filled out some questions of some sort with you. So that is a good thing to refer to before you hop on the call. So you're not re-asking questions that they've already answered, and you have some background knowledge of them and possibly their intention of hopping on that call. You can also then take those answers to the questions that they answered, and you can get a further explanation from it. You can question what they talked about, which can open up the conversation and lead to them telling you more about what they're struggling or what their goals are. The second source of preparation is your mindset. So how you're feeling before you get on the call. You know, are you coming on with energy, or are you coming out of a place of being drained? You know, your energy is going to reflect in the way that people perceive you and the way people feel about that sales call. And you want to be your best self. You want to show up as your best self on these calls. So how can you do that? That's going to look different depending on you and your style. You know, maybe it's dancing around before a sales call. Maybe it's putting on your favorite song. Maybe it's saying affirmations or a prayer. Whatever's going to get you in a good headspace is what I recommend you creating as a ritual before your sales calls. Because if you can repeat this process or this strategy to get you in this headspace, the more you're going to be able to repeat a good sales call and the way you feel about the sales call when you hop off. Right now, when you think about your sales calls, are you happy with the way things go or not? And ask yourself, if you're not happy, Why am I not happy with how it goes? The second step is knowing what kind of call. So setting intention for the call, because it's important that you and the person on the other side of the screen are on the same page. So looking at your conversation, why are they hopping on the call? Do they have the intention to invest on this call, or are they just trying to get some value on this call? What are you calling the call? Is it a discovery call? Is it a strategy call? Have you referred to it as a sales call? You want to make sure you know what the other person is viewing this call as, so that there's nothing sneakily happening. If people are expecting to hop on a call with no pitch, then your actions should, of course, align with that. So knowing what intentions are set for the call is going to be important in making sure that the call goes smoothly. Another way in which you can set intention is by letting them know as they hop on the call. You can let them know how the call is going to go. You know, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and if you're happy to answer, let me know if you don't feel comfortable with answering any of the questions. And, you know, you're just going to open it up. Let them know how the call's going to go, what the process looks like for them. Taking the unknown, or possibly what they're scared of, out of the equation. Thirdly, you're of course going to ask questions, and make sure you ask purposeful questions. So make sure that these are questions that are going to qualify your lead. And they should already be qualified if they're hopping on that call, but you want to further qualify them to really ensure that your program or your services or you as a coach is really the best fit for the both of you. So making sure their goals align with your services and your approach and you as a person align with helping them. Step number four is going to be leaving room for silence. So this is something I struggled with, especially at the beginning, because I just thought it was so awkward. I was like, that is just so weird to just not say anything. But often people fill up silence because we don't want it to be awkward, and people end up sharing more than they maybe originally anticipated because they're just trying to fill the silence. Also, silence allows people to think, and it's good to allow people to think, and then you can just get the flow of the conversation going again once you have that little silence break. The fifth thing is to talk to the individual in front of you. We're all different. We all have our unique elements, our personality, our industries. So you don't want to just use this cookie cutter sales script system, because you're not going to be responding to that person directly. And I want you to hop on the calls and talk to the person directly. Listen to what they have to say. Listen to who they are, what they're struggling with, what their goals are, and really just have a conversation. That's what a sales call is, a conversation with clear communication. Step number six is asking if they want to move forward. You know, are you saying at the end of sales calls, would you like to sign up? Or are you not asking at all? Are you demanding? What kind of approach are you having right now at the end of your sales calls? And why do you think it isn't or is working? Because people don't like being told what to do, and you don't want to be pressureful or demanding. You want to be inviting. You want to leave them the opportunity for them to grab. And so offering, you know, for people to sign up or take the next steps with you are much more encouraging and supportive than trying to say, this is what you need. See the difference there? Opening up, asking a question versus telling somebody what they need or should do. And of course, last but not least is questioning their objections. And this doesn't have to be defensive. This doesn't have to be rude. This is just reiterating to them what you are hearing. If somebody is coming up with these excuses or objections, question them. You know, don't just hop off the call or don't say, you know, that's not true, or get defensive about it. You want to just reiterate what you're hearing. So ask them, say, okay, so this is my understanding. Run them through how the sales call went and then reiterate their objection so that they can hear what you are hearing. And sometimes people are like, oh no, that's not what I was saying. Or they say, oh, that is what I was saying. But they realize that their objection often doesn't align with their goals and what they're hoping to get at. So that is the 7 steps to ditching the sales script and creating a conversation out of your sales calls so you can show up confident, ask for the sale and not demand for it, and ultimately feel good about the process, get excited for your sales calls, and close more clients. I'm happy that you decided to tune in. And if you're like, Emily, I want to know more about how you can help me with my sales skills and process without feeling salesy, icky, or scared, then make sure you connect with me. And there's a few different areas in which you can do so. So I'm Emily Dawn Coach on Instagram, or you can find me on Facebook. And my main group is Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches. Make sure to check out the show notes for my links. And you can also reach me by email or through my website. I'll talk to you very soon. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, be sure to rate and subscribe. To connect with me further, you can find me in my Facebook group, Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches, or on Instagram at Emily Dawn Coach. You can also check out the show notes to get direct links, and I will catch you for the next episode.